The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at profootballnetwork.com.
Mike Gabardella here for Pro Football Network, Radio Row, Mandalay Bay.
Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champion in the house. Thanks for joining us, sir.
It's my pleasure. I'll get to be with you guys.
Love it. End of the week here. We made it to Friday. Game day's creeping up.
Yeah.
What have you seen so far in Vegas that's really stood out to you?
I mean, I haven't seen much of Vegas. I leave Radio Row. First off, just to get out of the Mandalay Bay is about a half-mile walk. Okay, that's the number one thing. And then I'm staying at the MGM. So I have literally, I've been up at 2:30 or 3 every morning. I walk over here. I do my Denver radio show. Then I sit around and talk to a bunch of people over the course of the day. And then I walk back to MGM. I have not left my, I actually left my room the first day, went and had lunch with my college buddies. Then I was in bed. I was in my room at 5 o'clock p.m. reading and lights off at 7:30. Last night I was in my room at 5 o'clock reading again after a lift and then lights out at 7:30. So I have not seen any of Vegas so far.
Zero. I think you might be doing Las Vegas wrong. Just a thought.
No. I have no desire to gamble.
Not a gambler.
No, I have no desire to gamble. And I don't have fear of missing out. Like, I was really happy laying in bed. I'm reading a new Jack Reacher novel. So I was like,
great.
Jack
Reacher. Watch the Amazon show?
I have not watched the Amazon show yet.
It's so good.
Is it? Well, I was big. I was a big Reacher guy when Tom Cruise did it. But, you know, Tom Cruise is 5'8 and about 160 pounds.
Didn't line up.
So that dude that does it now, I don't know what his name is.
Alan Ritchson.
Yeah, but that dude's a badass.
He could be a good middle linebacker.
Yeah, that dude is awesome. And so I love it. I'm digging it right now.
Nice. You mentioned before doing the radio hits for Denver, three Super Bowls, your own dynasty. We're potentially looking at another here with Kansas City, right? Yeah. If they come out on Sunday and get it done, the conversation starts. Are there some similarities that you're seeing between your previous teams and what we're looking at right now?
Oh, I mean, six straight AFC championship games. Like, I mean, to me, they're already a dynasty. Like that's it. It's impossible to do what they've done. They've won two Super Bowls. They've been to four of the last five. This would be the fourth, obviously, of the last five. What they're doing is incredible. And they've done it with in different facets, right? I mean, they did it with as a juggernaut on offense with an average defense. Even last year, their defense was suspect, and then all of a sudden it came together about week 10, week 11. Think about the way they were playing at one point. They would have seven rookies playing if they got into some, you know, dime or penny packages type of thing. And then, you know, this year, offensively, they have not been very good, you know, and I've been like, I think Travis Kelce mentioned, hey, we kind of flipped the switch. And I had people reach out to me, flip the switch, they're scoring 1 point more per game, right? And I said, well, listen, man, the way they're running the ball right now, and think about it, 1 point more per game, but you've done it against three top 10 defenses, Miami, Buffalo, and the Ravens.
And two of those on the road.
Right. So, I mean, it's incredible what they've been able to accomplish. And they're just so damn good. And their defense is great. Their ability to tie the rush with the coverage and the coverage with the rush. They've been really good. It's pretty impressive what they've done.
Now, we talked about Chiefs. Let's flip the coin. San Francisco, do they keep pace? You know, they've rolled through as the number one seed. They've shown they can come back, done the things that maybe Kyle Shanahan had the question marks before. How do they match up against Kansas City?
Well, they've got to get back to doing what they do. They've got to get back to their identity. You know, one of the things I've always said, even as a player, like if I'm going to get my ass kicked, I'm going to get my ass kicked doing what I do best. And I think because of game situation and because of maybe some of their own wanting to attack somebody a little bit differently, I think they've gotten away from what they do well. First and foremost, their defense that has been dominant, their front seven, their defensive rotation, their defensive line, I think they've gotten their ass kicked the last 2 weeks. I think they've been bad. Yeah. And so they've got to have better production from their defense. Offensively, part of the reason the offense has kind of gotten out of sync is because they've been behind. And like in that Green Bay game, they only had one possession in the first quarter. So it does make you kind of change the way you think about calling the game. To me, they've got to get back to being the best run team in football, the best at creating angles and creating opportunities in the run game, and then tying that run game to their play action game. That's what they do well. They're not a great route running, let's get in a 3-by-1 static formation and let's just run routes. Let's run our drop back game. That's not what they do well. So they won two games having to do that in the end of the game.
Showed they could.
So they showed they could, but they're not going to beat Kansas City doing that. They got to get back to doing what they do, possess the ball and turn the tide to where they're not limited with possessions, but they limit Kansas City's possessions.
Which of those scenarios do you see playing out on Sunday? And what's your score prediction?
Yeah, well, I'm going the Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs losing this game. Part of it is I've known Kyle Shanahan since he was 12. I know Chris McCaffrey since he was 2.
A little bit, yeah.
Right. But I think that the Kansas City Chiefs can be run on. And if they have success early, here's one of my predictions. If they win the coin toss, Kyle Shanahan takes the ball.
Hot take.
Because I don't think you can put your defense out there the way that defense has been exposed.
Has been going, yeah.
So I want them to get the ball first, to run the ball, have success running the ball, put a drive together, and put the pressure on Kansas City. So I'm taking the Niners, 27-26 Niners, and I would not put any amount of money that I'm actually worried about losing on that.
It's better when we don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
We want a good game at the end of the day. We talk ball, but let's talk sports a little bit. Let's talk stunt and everything that you're putting into this.
Yeah, so it's Stunt App. Trey Wingo and I are doing this. We do a show on there every Monday night, and it's just another social media platform, but specifically for sports. So if you're tired of getting all the political garbage and all the garbage that's on this, this is
don't
a great place to just do nothing but sports. And then I get this all the time from people like, oh, I can do what you do. You suck. You know, I'm like, so I'm like, come get a taste. If you think you can do it, you can create live audio rooms, live video rooms. You can monetize your content. It's a great place for sports fans to talk smack, to come together to do that, and also for you to create your own platform where if you think you make money doing it and you think you can create a platform, I like to say it's like an OnlyFans account, only you don't have to show your Yahoo. So that's kind of what it's like.
There is a benefit to not having to do that and still get your voice out there a little bit. Well, for a guy that probably talked some smack back in the day, currently doing it on Stunt as well. Thank you, Mark Schlereth.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
My pleasure.